This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, war! Welcome to the show. It is a war out there. It is a civil war. United States of America is at war with itself, like at no time since the Civil War. It's like North against South, but in this case, it's blue against red. It's not blue against gray. It isn't Confederate or racist or KKK against Northerners. It is literally red against blue. And it is a fight on the floor of the United States House like nothing you've ever seen. I want to open the show by reading you two letters from one of my listeners and fans, Sandra. I won't give a last name, but Sandra summed it up really well. Both her letters to me summed it up, so I thought I'd read them. President Trump, by tweeting love it or leave it, refuses to be politically correct, and I love it. And you, Wayne Root, your raw and unfiltered talk is not politically correct. This is so refreshing and is freeing from people who want to control us. I think many Americans feel relief in their minds that political correctness is now being outdated by President Trump and you. I pray to God that more people stand up against political correctness and shame the word politically correct, because political correctness is extremely damaging to our society. Look what political correctness got us. AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib. The pushback of political correctness is a great thing. It makes America great again. It gives the voices back to normal Americans who just want to live their lives in peace and prosperity. MAGA. Sandra. And then one more from Sandra later in the day. Wayne, the Democratic Party is communicating who they really are. The party that promises to sink all boats with no life preservers to save us. The Democrats don't want equal opportunity for all. Their end goal is communism. California proves this point. Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein said nothing in rebuke to California Democrats who voted in June 2017, 41-30, to make it legal for communists to work for the state of California. I didn't even know this. I don't believe I ever covered this story. They knew this vote happened, and they kept it quiet. So this tells me they're communist sympathizers. The apple does not fall far from the tree. The Communist Party might as well call their party the Communist Party. The Democratic Party, I meant to say, might as well call their party the Communist Party, because that is what it is. AOC staff member admitted in an interview that the Green New Deal is not about climate change. It's about transforming America into a government-controlled nation. It's about transforming America into a communist country. California Democrats Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters point their communist finger at President Trump and say he's colluding with communist Russia, while California Democrats have done more severe Russian and communist damage to California than anyone realizes. California is not America anymore. We need to be concerned about the communists within our own country, because they're doing as much or more damage to the United States of America than Russia or Putin is. Sandra, great stuff. Both letters were right on the money, right on the money. So what's happening right now? Democrats find Nancy Pelosi broke House rules by calling Trump racist, but then they forgave her. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was found to have broken the rules of the U.S. House of Representatives by calling President Trump racist on the floor Tuesday, but Democrats voted to keep her remarks in the record and restore her speaking privileges. Pelosi had delivered a statement calling the president racist as a prelude to voting on a House resolution to that effect. Representative Chris Collins, Republican of Georgia, raised a point of order objecting that Pelosi's statement was a violation of House rules. And it turned out that Collins was correct. Correct. Democrats in a party-line vote ensured that Pelosi's words would not be taken down, that she would not, as required, lose her speaking privileges for the day because she left the chamber during the debate on her violation. The vote on the resolution will proceed anyway. Wow. it's amazing. When you think of the things, if I made you a list of everything said by Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, you mean calling the president a mother effer is not worse than saying go home to your own country? What's wrong with love it or leave it? There isn't a damn thing wrong with love it or leave it. I'm going to write a whole column about this for Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. I believe strongly in love it or leave it. I'm a Jew. You know what? If a Jew from Israel came to my country and they bitched and moaned and complained and said terrible things about America, I'd say get the hell out of my country and go back to Israel. You have no right to breathe my air and drink my water and be in my country while you're bad-mouthing my great country when you're not even from this country. Get the hell out. You hate it so much, get the hell out. Now, being that I'm Jewish and that person would be Jewish from Israel, how would that be racist? How would that be racism? Tell me. The answer is it wouldn't be racism. It's not racism. Trump didn't give a crap. Trump's point was go back to the socialist hellholes you came from. It had nothing to do with black or Hispanic. And here in the news, you see the exact reason we should all be so angry. In California, 22 MS-13 gang members charged with brutal machete murders. 22 members of the violent El Salvadorian MS-13 gang in Los Angeles have been charged with a string of gruesome murders, also often involving members hacking their victims to death with machetes. They murdered 7 individuals over the last 2 years. The murders usually involved machetes and other medieval-style tactics. For example, the indictment states in one murder, 6 of the MS-13 gang members charged kidnapping, choked, charged, excuse me, 6 of the MS-13 gang members who were charged kidnapped, choked, and attacked a rival gang member with a machete. The victim had his body parts dismembered and thrown into a canyon. One MS-13 gang member used his machete to cut the victim's heart out of his chest. They operated on a gang mostly in the San Fernando Valley of MS-13. Thanks to growing levels of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, prosecutors say the clique was gifted with a steady stream of vulnerable young Central American boys who were eager to become members of the gang. And their initiation to join MS-13 is to murder an individual who is perceived to be adverse to the gang. In other alleged murders detailed in the 78-page indictment, a group of MS-13 gang members hacked a victim to death with knives and a machete on June 4, 2017. A few months prior, another group of MS-13 hacked a victim to death with a machete in the Angeles National Forest. Here's my point. I could go on and on and on. And these are just the ones they caught. This is what's happening at the border, and this is what's happening to America. And this is why the average American born in America loves Donald Trump and hates Ilhan Omar and AOC and Rashida Tlaib and all these people. We hate their guts. We despise them. Alana Presley, there's lots of them. Maxine Waters. I don't care what color skin you are. You're communists. Go back to your communist socialist hellholes that you came from. Why did you leave? Because the country suck. Now, where they claim they got him on racism is that 3 of the 4 of the people he attacked aren't from other countries. They're from America. Okay. Go back to the socialist countries you love because you hate America so much and you praise socialism. That's all Trump meant. That's all I mean. Get the hell out of here. And every day something new comes out from these Democrats. Elizabeth Warren issues disgustingly chilling threat to ICE and border agents. I mentioned this yesterday, by the way. These party positions are insane. Elizabeth Warren essentially threatened all border enforcement and immigration agents for doing their jobs. In a policy proposal posted online, the Massachusetts Democrat said as president, she would appoint a task force to investigate accusations of serious violations, including medical neglect, physical and sexual assaults of detained immigrants. The task force would be given authority to pursue any credible criminal allegations. Let there be no ambiguity on this, she said. If you are violating the basic rights of immigrants, now or in the future, a Warren administration will hold you accountable. Nobody's holding a single immigrant accountable who's here illegally in the first place. You know what this is like? They charged Trump with a Russian collusion that never happened. And when he fought them, they said, see, now he's a criminal. When you fight a crime that you never committed in the first place, they get you by saying, now you're a criminal. But if there had never been the underlying charge, then you wouldn't be in trouble. So therefore, it shouldn't count. It's the poison fruit theory. If there was no original charge, it's all thrown out. So how can you tell me that someone's in trouble for mistreating an illegal alien when they shouldn't be in the country in the first place? Joke. Ilhan Omar refuses to deny support for al-Qaeda and communism. Ilhan Omar, the treasonous, America-hating, terrorist-loving, anti-Semitic Democrat from Minnesota, who now it appears absolutely appears, but I'll keep saying allegedly. Allegedly, but it appears absolutely, was married to her own brother. She committed immigration fraud. She committed tax fraud. She should be deported from this nation after serving time in prison. Yes, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar should go to prison and then be deported back to Somalia. Oh, am I a racist for telling the truth that if you commit immigration fraud and tax fraud, you should be deported out of the country? At one point, a reporter asked Omar to respond to Trump's criticism that she supports communism and the terror group al-Qaeda. She refused to answer the question. You're damn right. She won't answer the question. Because you know what the answer is. And Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says the new asylum restrictions are anchored in and dripping with xenophobia. By the way, Wayne Root went to Columbia University, Ivy League, one of the smartest schools in the world, usually rated top 5 in America, top 10 in the world. And I don't even know what a xenophobia means. I actually thought it had something to do with gay. I thought if you don't like gays, it's xenophobia. What's xenophobia mean? I have no idea, but I assume it means hating all immigrants, I guess. I don't know. Where they use these fancy words that no one in America knows. The only people who know them are 5 Ivy League professors who are all registered as communists. And a couple of congressmen who are communists who got them from the Ivy League professors. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
We're at war, man. My name is perfect for the day and the time and the place in American history. Democrat-controlled House of Representatives just passed a resolution condemning President Trump's racist remarks this weekend, telling a bunch of communist scum to get out of my country. Those remarks were fantastic, have nothing to do with the color of anyone's skin. The moment was briefly overshadowed by a dramatic floor fight earlier in the day that ended with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi leaving the House floor, ruled out of order for a breach of decorum, and the unexpected mayhem in Congress, which briefly resulted in the revocation of Pelosi's speaking privileges, left commentators and lawmakers stunned. Wall Street Journal columnist Kimberly Strassel wrote, so Democrats vote to break House rules and decorum so they can call Trump out on decorum. Surreal. Final resolution, House Resolution 49, condemning President Trump's racist comments directed at members of Congress, passed by 240 to 187 vote. All Democrats voted yay, Republicans joining them. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, Will Hurd, Fred Upton, and Susan Brooks. I drummed those four out of the party. Representative Justin Amash, the biggest loser ever, who recently left the Republican Party after calling for Trump's impeachment, also voted yes. The rest of Republicans voted no. The resolution asserted that President Trump's racist comments have legitimized fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. He tweeted on Sunday, unnamed Democratic congresswomen should go back and fix the corrupted, crime-infested places from which they came and then come back and show us how it's done. Wow. What Democratic leaders envision as a moment of Democrat unity turned out to be a striking display of disarray. As Pelosi spoke in favor of the resolution, she used frank and unsparing terms about Trump's comments, and soon she became the story herself. And so she had to walk off, and they said her words were wrong, and then they went ahead and did it anyway. And it could all best be summed up by Donald Trump's two tweets today. This sums up everything. Here's what Trump said today. Those tweets were not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. The so-called vote to be taken is a Democrat con game. Republicans should not show weakness and fall into their trap. This should be a vote on the filthy language statements and lies told by the Democrat congresswomen who I truly believe, based on their actions, hate our country. Get a list of the horrible things they have said. Omar's polling at 8%, Cortez at 21%. Nancy Pelosi tried to push them away, but now they're forever wedded to the Democratic Party. See you in 2020. Trump wins. So all I'm going to tell you is Trump wins. Trump absolutely positively wins. Here's a couple more important news stories. Beto O'Rourke pulls 0.0% in major presidential poll. Does that not tell it all? They're going nowhere. Beto O'Rourke's the biggest politically correct bleedheart the world has ever known. And he's at 0.0% in the polls. It's all over for the Democratic Party. Trump did this, and you know what? It was brilliant. It was brilliant because it ties the Democratic Party to these crazy people. Here's another crazy one. CNN hack Anna Navarro tells First Lady Melania Trump and Ted Cruz. She tells CNN First Lady Melania Trump and Ted Cruz should go back to their own countries. See, you have missed the entire point of the entire debate. Melania Trump's done nothing wrong. She doesn't have to go back to any country. Ted Cruz has done nothing wrong. He doesn't have to go back to Canada where he was born. None of them have to go back anywhere because no one is saying that people need to go back. No one is saying that any immigrant has to go back or any person of color has to go back for being an immigrant or being a person of color. We're saying you need to go back if you're a communist who hates America, hates Jews, and hates Israel and wants open borders. That's why you need to go back. CNN and MSNBC say racist more than 1,100 times regarding Trump since Sunday's tweet. CNN and MSNBC. More than 1,100 times. Fact check. Ilhan Omar did not praise Al-Qaeda, but minimized it, laughed, and compared it to the U.S. Army. Fact check. Even the Minnesota newspaper now. The Minneapolis Star is questioning whether Ilhan Omar married her own brother. She married her own brother. His birth certificate matches his school records with the same date of birth. There is no other person in the state of Minnesota with the same name, with the same birth date, except the same guy that married Ilhan Omar and was listed as her brother in his school records. This isn't Wayne Root talking. These are some of the top conservative journalists in the country. And now, as of today, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, a very ultra-left liberal newspaper, published a report on Ilhan Omar covering her tax fraud crimes and her illegal immigration crimes. Marrying her brother is immigration fraud. And then she lectures us. A person lecturing us married her brother. Got it?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Civil rights and immigration groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's new rules that could dramatically limit asylum claims by Central American migrants seeking to enter the United States. The suit, filed in a Northern California federal court on Tuesday, alleges the new asylum policy is an unlawful effort to significantly undermine, if not virtually repeal, the U.S. asylum system at the southern border. Speaking at the White House, the president does say the deportations that started over the weekend are going well.
We are getting rid of thousands of people who are criminals. We're taking them out of the country.
House Democrats voted along party lines to allow Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to refer to President Trump's tweets about minority Democratic lawmakers as racist, overriding House rules and GOP objections. And a 4.4 earthquake hit the San Francisco Bay Area this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Sponsor of this segment of the show is AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year for anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who just wants to have a blast. If that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Vita King. So register for AmpFest 19. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th and 12th at the Trump Doral in sexy, sizzling Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. All right, so we've got our guest here, as we do every Tuesday afternoon, the great James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise is in the entertainment industry. His website is jamesherson.com, James Herson, H-I-R-S-E-N, jamesherson.com. Hey, James, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you again, Wayne. We're never out of things to talk about, are we?
No, it's always wild around here, thanks to Donald Trump. I think it's... I think this whole thing is so much ado about nothing. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with saying love it or leave it. If you don't like America, get the hell out and go back to either where you came from. You should have said to either where you came from or to whatever socialist hellhole you think is better. That's what he should have said, because that would have stopped them from claiming that he was saying they're not even foreigners and he's trying to send them to a foreign country because he's a racist. He doesn't even know the difference. He should have just said go back to where you came from, or if you're an American, go back to whatever socialist hellhole that you think is better than America. What do you think of that one?
I love it. And look, people all over this country were getting sick and tired of the statements these four freshman Congress critters were saying. And it had nothing to do. No one even noticed their color, this idea that it was women of color. There was nothing racist about what he said. He was calling them out for making anti-Semitic statements, for making anti-American statements, for calling for the abolition of ICE, for comparing immigration centers to concentration camps, to drawing a moral equivalency between Al-Qaeda and the United States of America. The stuff that they've said is so outrageous, somebody had to call them out, and of course, it was Donald Trump. And the interesting thing, and I think you agree with me, Wayne, they're speculating, you know, why did he do it at a time when the Democrats appeared to be divided, at a time when the squad was attacking Nancy Pelosi? Why would the president do that? And I think the answer came in this press conference that they did. They fell right into Donald Trump's chess move, because even Democrats and even parts of the mainstream media, when they watched these four conduct that press conference, were wringing their hands. They were embarrassed, because the first thing that came out of their mouths was that we have to impeach this president because of Russian collusion, as if the Mueller report didn't happen. And they made fools of themselves.
But you'll never hear that in the media. That's the problem. You and I will say it, but the media won't admit it ever happened. They sweep it under the rug and protect the people that they like.
Well, fortunately, not all of the media. You know, the Wayne Allen Root Show, lots of the Internet, and parts of the social media, and parts of cable news have been able to say, like Newsmax TV, which I'm sure will say it and has said it. But it seems to me that Donald Trump was playing chess while these people are playing checkers, because he's made the squad bigger than they were and made them the poster people of the Democrat Party, the voices of the Democrat Party, that plays into the hands of Trump's reelection. It helps him. You know, Jim Garrity at National Review, where all the Trump haters are, described this press conference as a gift to Donald Trump. Now, he's not, that's not mainstream media per se, but that's not a place that loves Donald Trump. They just realized that, you know, this helps Trump. You know, this, and they keep this condemnation that they did today, this censure in the House, it stands in stark contrast to what they did when they were discussing and wringing their hands over Ilhan Omar. They were supposed to censure her for all these anti-Semitic statements, including saying that Israel was hypnotizing the world, which is blatantly anti-Semitic. And instead, they didn't do it. They ended up condemning all bigotry and not Ilhan Omar, but they just rushed to the House to be able to censure this president, and it absolutely means nothing. They keep talking about impeachment when only 21% of the public want it. Just do it. Why don't they just do it and quit talking about it?
Because they can't. There are no grounds, and it won't be ratified in the Senate. Simple as that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But they keep introducing impeachment papers. They did either today or yesterday. They want to impeach the president for racism, which, by the way, it says bribery, treason, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. I'm sorry, you can't just impeach the president because you don't like what he says, you don't like his style, you don't like his rhetoric. And this, there's a couple of people in the House that say we can impeach him for his tweets. Well, no, you can't.
Right. No, you can't. And what's interesting is that Trump has picked a fight with AOC and Ilhan Omar in particular, because nobody even knows the Presley name. Ilana Presley is anonymous. And a lot, you know, the profile of even Rashida Tlaib, even though I know her and talk about her on the show a lot, she's much lower than Ilhan Omar. So he picked the two people that everybody hates that are high profile. She's at 21 or 22% based on the poll you look at, AOC. And Ilhan Omar is either at 8% or 9% based on the poll you look at. So here's a guy that they claim is unpopular. Popular. Trump's in the 40s, or according to Rasmussen, 49, 50, higher than Obama in his day, and he is going up against a girl who's at 9%. No, correct me if I'm wrong, but he wins that fight. He wanted to pick a fight with her, and today's Minnesota Star Tribune is finally jumping on the story the conservatives have jumped on for 2 years now, that Ilhan Omar was married to her own brother.
Right, and that? Whenever she's asked that question,
she won't
says,
answer.
It's ridiculous, it's racist. And by the way, aren't we getting tired of this race card? I mean, when Nancy Pelosi criticized these four, they called her a racist. When Trump criticized, they called her a racist. When Trump came down the escalator and he talked about the border, they called him a racist. I think the American people see this as the squad who cried wolf, the party that cried wolf, and the media that cried wolf, and it just, it means nothing now. It means to everybody.
It does, but listen, I've said from the beginning, I like Trump's words, love it or leave this country is great, send him the hell out of here, get the hell out of my country if you don't like it. A lot of things he said that I agree with. The only thing I don't agree with is there was really no reason to do this now until after the news passed that her own people were out to literally kill Nancy Pelosi. In other words, those four were at war with Pelosi. Why get in the middle of it and make them all hate Trump? I would have rather, even though I understand the brilliance and the chess move of what he did, he made them all famous. And they're crazy, and the American people hopefully are on our side. I get that, but I would have first let them fight for a couple of weeks and hate each other and stab each other before I got anywhere near them. Shut up and let your enemy kill each other. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand that, but I think he let them fight up to a certain point, and the momentum of the story of their fight with Pelosi and the fact that he did this chess move, many of the public realized they were calling Nancy Pelosi a racist. And now they're calling Donald Trump a racist. So they basically have a knee-jerk reflexive response. If they don't like what you say, You're right. A racist.
Well, I heard that for 8 years under Obama, right? 8 years I faced the same thing.
That's right. That's exactly right. And when you look at the social media, and I'm sure you have the same thing, if I post something on the social media and the left doesn't like it, they pile on me. I get tons of responses claiming I'm a racist. It's just amazing, and they do it blindly. So, you know, the president tweeted, I don't have a racist bone in my body, which of course is true. But on the other hand, Ilhan Omar has basically, through her statements and her tweets, she has exhibited the kind of consistent anti-Semitism, basically making statements that come out of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. There are statements that have been used against Jewish people for decades.
It's amazing that she can get away with it. Rashida Tlaib can call the president mother effer. How come that wasn't condemned by the House? How come she wasn't censured by the House? That's the most incredible thing I've ever seen, the things that these women say against us. And when you respond, you're a racist and you get condemned? You can't answer? Crazy. Crazy. But in the end, I do think Trump wins, because I think the American people, he just riled them up. The other side was going to vote against him anyway. That doesn't matter. But the people that matter for Trump, we're all voting for Trump now. They're sick of being called racist. They're sick of not being able to answer back. What a disaster this is all becoming. Our country is in a civil war, whether you know it or not. James Hurston with Wayne Root. His website is jameshurston.com. MindTruthForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, racism now means nothing. You know what the definition of a racist is? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. That's what it's come down to. Every single time you win an argument, they scream racist. The fact is, if a Jew from Israel came to my country and started screaming communist rhetoric, I'd say, go home. Go back to Israel. Who needs you in my country if you hate my country? And if you hate it so much, get the hell out. Love it or leave it. That's what I'd say. And I'm a Jew. You're going to call me an anti-Semite? So if a black person says that, you mean I'm a racist because I merely point out the same thing of a person who happens to be of color? Well, of course. That's the way Democrats think. That's what they've done to this country. And by the way, it's not even what they think. You know what it is? They're losing. They're desperate. They're on their last gasp. They understand they're about to lose in a landslide 2020. So they've got to change the narrative. So they just scream racist at everything, hoping something sticks somewhere. The sponsor of this show is Fordham Resources. And because I'm the capitalist evangelist, I love companies with all-American stories. And what could be more all-American than a Wall Street story, a company that's publicly traded, it's a stock. If you like the story, and you like what they're doing, you think they can make some money, buy their stock, and you can make some money too. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, meaning it's a stock, diversified, natural resource company, oil, gas, mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Check them out, FordhamResources.com. Go to their website, become an educated consumer, make your own decision. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-M, and their ticker symbol F-T-M-R. All right, we're back with our guest, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry, website, JamesHurston.com. James, welcome back.
Great to continue our conversation.
Now, Joy Behar said today that Trump is stupid. He's a stupid, cornered rat who is going to jail. Explain to me what she's talking about. You don't go to jail for racism now, do you? What's he going to jail for?
Yeah, no, I mean, Joy Behar is her, describing herself but because what she's saying is ridiculous. But they keep, you know, people on the left, and especially celebrities from the entertainment business like her, are always railing on the social media about how Trump imminently is going to jail. They've been doing that since prior to the inauguration up until recently. And it's a fantasy. But, you know, that's the same fantasy that the squad women maintain, as they said in their press conference, that there's still collusion, and which, of course, the Mueller report said that there wasn't. But I guess they believe that impeachment is something that you do at will. If you don't like the president, you can get rid of him. They've been trying to get rid of this president since prior to the inauguration. Actually, they've been trying to get rid of him since before the nomination. And I say they, it's the establishment bureaucracy. And I don't know whether Joy Behar realized it or not, but that's who she's speaking for. And as I said, the Constitution requires high crimes and misdemeanors that are described as bribery, treason, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. It is not attitude, tweeting, statements, racism, anything that they've been really upset about. And the thing that the people that hate Trump are the most upset about is that he is fighting for something that the majority of Americans support, and that is to have integrity on our borders, where we filter the people who come in this country, protect American citizens from diseases, from crime, from national security problems, which is what every country in the world does. But if we listen to the Democratic Party, they want to do away with that concept. They embrace the notion, which is a notion of nation destruction, but they embrace the notion of completely eliminating the idea of borders. That cannot, basically, that's an unsustainable policy, which is why the president, you know, said the rhetoric that he recently said in his tweets.
And then we have Don Cheadle, who said Trump could call somebody the N-word and wouldn't lose votes. Late-night hosts defend the squad by comparing Trump to Hitler and the KKK. I mean, Hollywood is going berserk. But I don't think, you know, I don't think they could stop him, no matter what they do. I really don't.
Well, if somebody there could take a hint from the fact that now Trump has the highest rating, the highest poll numbers among Republicans of any president in history, including Ronald Reagan. And yet he's put up with these insults that they constantly shoot at him, comparing him to Nazis, comparing him to bigots, calling him a racist for his entire duration for 2 years. It doesn't work.
All right, we love speaking to James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, website jamesherson.com. Coming up, it's Newsmax TV. James, have yourself a great day. Thanks for coming on.
All right, you too.
Wayne Allyn Root, Root for America, we shall return.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.